prawn. When did Paul ate his first lobster? When did Paul ate his first bacon and eggs? Okay. You know the answer to that? During his first missionary journey. It's not easy, but he did it. And God blessed him. Because when he came back, he had a problem with the Jews. Third and last, very short point, which we will cover the next week. It is new doctrinal areas that he began to have in Acts chapter 14 and 15 that they finally resolve in Acts 15 that we will look at. But for today, it's sufficient for us to cover these two main points to encourage each one of us, because I believe God's word is speaking to us that in many of our lives, He's sending us and calling us to do things. Some of us have dreams, visions, calls, desires. They are not going to come to pass without opposition. They are not going to come without opposition. Prepare for opposition. Stand your ground. If you're one of those who are going to be counted, that a cloud of witnesses can look down and cheer, and you don't want to be one of those, choose you this day which group you will be. Those who enter the land of Canaan, or those who stay in the wilderness and die. There are many, possibly there are many people. Sometimes I ask a question, Lord, how come in 2,000 years we have not reached the fullness of the church yet? I can only hear one answer coming forth. Because God's eyes run to and fro and He cannot find a man or woman that He can work through 100%. I cannot blame God. But these are the last days. And these being the last days, I know one thing. God is looking for men and women to use. If we are willing to lay our lives down, His disciples, and we are willing to step beyond the boundaries of our safety zone or comfort zone, then be prepared. You'll be, in heaven's perspective, you will be one of those among the heroes of faith that over the next 10,000 years, we will sing about your victories on this earth. Isn't that wonderful? So the victory is yours to be won. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you continue, Lord, to cause us to be a mighty man and women of valor. Because throughout the Bible, you have always looked for mighty men and women of valor. People of courage, people of discipline, a people who love you with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. Father, we live in a society that is challenging the very essence of Christianity. We live in a society that challenges the Bible, challenges the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Challenge even the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we know, Father, that you have chosen to work through us, frail little vessels of yours, to show forth your greatness. Like Isaiah, we can only say, here we are, send us. We know in our strength we cannot do it. We know in ourselves we cannot do it. But we bring to you our availability and depend on your ability to achieve all that you want to in our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all arise together.